The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the, what is this, third, fourth? It's one of the annual Crystal Steamer Awards.
Woo!
Yay!
2018. Although this is 2019 now.
With bonus Golden Justin.
With the Golden Justin and a surprise. Justin knows what it is, but Chad doesn't.
Yeah.
So, we want to thank our sponsors for this illustrious night. GameStop, power to the players. BuzzTime, great minds drink alike, and Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from the past so you can look rad today. They have provided our formal wear for the event. You're just going to have to believe me because it's an audio podcast.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Yeah, got a little carried away there. So, for those of you new to this, which is everyone because the format changes every year, we are going to be going through a list of some of the craptacular things that happened in 2018, because all the other award shows celebrate the positives, and we didn't want the negatives to feel left out.
No.
But we will also talk about some of the great things that happened in 2018. Don't worry. We like to leave you with a smile, or at the very least, a firm handshake.
We're like the Razzies, but without the pedigree.
Or the Halle Berry surprise speeches.
Fair enough.
She's not here, is she?
Not that I'm a know of.
Okay.
Well, there goes your surprise.
All right. So, the nominees for the Crystal Turd are Apple, for intentionally slowing down older iPhones through software updates to force you to buy a newer iPhone. This happened earlier in 2018. It was revealed Apple freaking admitted to it. We can get into it in more detail. It's a pretty bad idea. Konami, for charging $10 per save slot in the game Metal Gear Survive. Because who wants to have more than one save slot, I guess. The Oscars. Adam West was not mentioned in a list of those who had passed on before the 2018 show.
Boo!
Ugh.
Electronic Arts making a return to the list. Good job, guys.
This
was based on a thread that I found on Reddit that exploded. It went viral. This guy was using Origin, which I hate using EA's Origin because they have bad customer service. Somehow, they inadvertently deleted this guy's account. And then, through a number of weeks of him trying through email to get it restored, deleted the record of his attempts to restore it. Dude's a veteran. Thousands of dollars worth of games gone.
Boo!
Blizzard, for creating a game that Diablo fans didn't want and then openly mocking them. This is the Diablo mobile game. It's Immortal, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
But during the press conference where they announced it and said it's for mobile, fans booed, and the gentleman on stage says, "What, do you guys not have phones?" Not the best response. Telltale Games, not for their studio collapse, but for not having a severance plan for employees who were working double crunch time to get their last game, The Walking Dead, out on time. The Walking Dead was picked up by another company, and those former Telltale employees not seeing any of the final profits. DC Comics, for a recall on their black label, adult comics, Batman's penis. Go back and listen to the
Boo?
Episode. Go back and it's not there anymore. It's been bat retconned.
You know, I'm sitting here writing all these down so we can talk about them. It's like, what do I write here? DC recalling Batman's penis?
Yes.
For salmonella.
It the latest E. coli thing.
Well, if you cook it to 160 degrees.
Remember we talked about how, like, if you're going to have an adult label, maybe stick to your guns.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And those are our nominees for this year's lovely crystal steamer. It's polished. It's ready to go. Gentlemen, awards committee, your thoughts.
Well, okay, on the EA thing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to advocate for EA in any sense, but has this been proven that this actually happened and it's not just a bunch of, you know, altered screenshots and whatever?
Well, the gentleman provided screenshots, but the problem with any kind of digital storefront or digital service is if something gets deleted on the company's end, you're not really going to have much of a paper trail. He does say that he provided receipts of every purchase to Electronic Arts, receipts that were emailed to him by them, and it was still a fruitless attempt.
Costing somebody thousands of dollars is big.
It is, but I just part, and like I, and mm-hmm. and I'm certainly not trying to I don't even know the word I'm looking for, discredit,
minimize,
discredit this gentleman,
mm-hmm.
but do we know 100% that this happened? I mean, these other things, we've seen it, you know, we know that there's proof, there's legitimate proof that right now we're just going off of his screenshots,
right?
I've seen some good photoshopping in my day. I've counted the pixels.
True.
This is a shoop. I've seen the whoops.
And like I said, I'm not trying to discredit this gentleman, and I'm not, certainly not saying it didn't happen, but it's one of those, are we absolutely sure?
Yeah, I am. our experience of EA over the last 5 years.
And like I said, I'm certainly not rooting for EA in this.
My experience with Origin, my experience with Origin, where someone got into my account, someone over in Spain bought 5 copies of FIFA, like the soccer game, and I contacted EA to try to get the charges reversed. Not only would they not reverse them, they wouldn't let me remove my credit card from the account, because if I did, they said, well, we'll have to close your account and we'll delete the games you've purchased.
Okay.
And I ended up having to, like, change my credit card, contact my credit card company, who did halt the charges, but long after this guy had already gotten the codes.
Mm-hmm.
If that is my baseline, believe it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Then.
But here's my kind of response to you. It's one guy.
Yeah.
It's one story.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think I'm with Justin on EA is not our biggest villain this year. For this, it's a huge for this guy.
For this guy,
absolutely.
Big. Yeah.
It's one that we know of.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's one instance that we know of, and you just pointed out, Darren, for those listening home.
Theater of the mind.
I'm pointing in Darren's direction. Like you said, Darren, you're another instance where they've kind of screwed over the customer. So, okay, I'm willing to accept that this did happen, but like Chad said, it's one guy.
Fair enough.
Besides, everybody and their sister has an Apple. They got slowed down.
Yeah, Apple announcing finally after years of everyone kind of assuming it that, oh, yeah. Now, they say that they slowed down everyone's iPhone not to force you to buy a new one, but for security reasons.
That's bullshit.
Or to preserve the battery.
Preserve the battery was another one, yeah.
That was the one I saw. You know, we slow it down so it doesn't, you know.
It doesn't tax it too much.
Tax your battery
too much. Yeah, my spouse has an old Apple. The battery is shit.
Yeah.
And it's slow as hell. And it's, you know.
It didn't preserve the battery?
No, it didn't preserve the battery. Mm. But.
Mm.
And while that is crappy,
mm-hmm.
you're not forced to buy an Apple.
Yeah, you can buy Android phones or something.
I had Apple products for a long time, and I got fed up with them. And I've had Android for the last 5 or so years, and I've had no problems with them until the device itself just starts physically glitching out. It's not necessarily a software thing. or an update thing. It's
I've had good luck with my phone as well.
You don't have to be attached to Apple just because it's the new shiny.
The expensive
shut
shiny.
Shut your face.
You shut your face.
My Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus that I'm holding up to the microphone so the listeners can see it.
The Geek Cave is not advertising for the Samsung Galaxy.
No, but Justin's hoping that maybe they hear this and want to sponsor us.
If any reps from Samsung hear this episode, just tweet to us at hashtag Justin Schill.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
At Geek Cave Podcast on Twitter.
It's crappy
that
they're doing that, but ultimately you're not solely attached to the Apple. You can't, there are other options out there.
Right. I guess one thing that argues in favor of the severity is that this has been going on for years.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it at all. But again, it's one of those where, yeah, it sucks and it affects you in the then and now, but
yeah.
When I switched from my iPhone to, at the time, like a Moto X, I was able to, all of my stuff was backed up on Google. So all of my accounts, all my pictures, everything just ported over. And I still use my old iPhone, but as an iPod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So ultimately, you have choices. You can move on.
Fair enough.
So does that also remove Konami?
The $10 per save slot.
Which, oh man, I really despise this. This smacks to me of the Batman Catwoman DLC. It's like, it's on the disc, but you don't get it.
Yeah, unless
because you bought it used.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm assuming that this was a downloadable game or download-only
Metal
game.
Metal Gear Survive is both physical and digital, I believe.
So as a physical game that you still had to pay for save slots?
Yeah, I mean, not very many people played Metal Gear Survive because they took the Metal Gear franchise and made it a zombie franchise.
And you had to pay for save slots?
Yeah, you had to pay for more than one. Chad just inhaled deeply.
Okay, for those of us who don't know, what is a save slot?
Basically,
there are people who listen who don't follow games.
No, that's fair. I dig you.
Okay, so a save slot is where you save your progress.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Now, some people use more than one save slot at a time because, okay, this might work out. This is what I'm going to try, but it might not. So I'm going to make an additional save just in case something goes wrong with this file. I have a backup, you know.
Okay. See, I'm from the old school where you get one save.
Yeah.
Oh, even the old school, you got three.
Okay, well, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
So, yeah, you get one save slot, but you can have another one if you pay for
it. You name one Zelda, you name one Link, and you name one My Dude.
That really makes the whole game very chill.
You name the horse My Mom, and or Your Mom, and...
He's riding my mom.
My Dude is riding your mom.
You have a very important task ahead of you, My Dude.
All right, I will admit that is shitty. Yeah.
What about the Oscars? I mean, none of us personally knew Adam West, but he was a childhood hero for all of us.
You disrespect the bat.
You disrespect the West.
Yeah.
Adam Wee.
Is this just kind of indicative of Hollywood not taking superhero stuff seriously anyway, though?
I think probably. And the fact that Mr. West, you know, may he do the Bat-2-see in the sky, you know, yeah, wasn't an A-list celebrity. He had a cult following, and certainly his fans loved him. And you could just mention, for a lot of people, you say Batman, and he's the first thing that pops into your head.
Adam Wee.
Yeah, but that was really his big claim to fame. Everything he'd been in since then was kind of bad, and not his fault.
With the exception of Family Guy.
Well, okay, yeah. True, fair enough. He kind of had a resurgence recently because of that, but he was never really an A-list celebrity after Batman.
Right.
And...
He's basically the 60s version of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. And it's one of those, how many other lower rung celebrities pass on that not many people are even aware of these days you know, if the 60 series didn't have such a cult following and his resurgence with Family Guy,
right,
there's probably a chance we wouldn't even really be talking about it right now if they'd skipped him over.
Fair point, but
it still sucks. Yeah, it's still shitty.
I would say counterpoint is that there are a lot of times when they do those whole, like, here are the people we've lost, and I don't recognize half of the names on that freaking
list. And I get that, too. I really do.
Spanky McSpankerson passed away? No shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely
what,
not.
What, Spanky too?
No.
Dang it.
So what's the Blizzard thing again?
All right, that is they made a game specifically for mobile. They hyped up that the next Diablo was coming. Everyone assumed, and you know what happens when you assume? Everyone assumed it was coming for console. And of course, later on it come to find out that yes, they are working on a Diablo 4 for consoles and PC. They just decided not to tell anybody. But instead, they announce a mobile game, and the fans groan, and like, oh, and instead of just saying, okay, all right, maybe we'll win you over or something, it's, what, do you not have phones?
Now,
that to me is an off-the-cuff response from a guy who thought everyone would be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think we could blame Blizzard. It's certainly a crappy choice for Blizzard to make a mobile game, but that statement was one guy.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not. Now, if we find documentation that said Blizzard gave him, okay, here's your approved responses, yeah, and that's one of them, okay, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, fair enough.
And come on, without this, we wouldn't have gotten some great Twitter responses.
Great memes, yeah.
Yeah. So I say Blizzard goes away, because this was one guy just remarking.
One guy off the cuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, what do we think about Telltale Games?
Boo!
Yes, Telltale.
Yeah, now I
don't know if they're better or worse than DC's Bat Penis Recall, but
let me just say, devil's advocate, and I do not endorse forcing your employees to work 100-hour weeks, not giving them severance, and the like. I do not endorse that. However, this is a problem that has been well known in the gaming industry for years. Does it need to be fixed? Yes. Did you know that going in? Because if you did, how much blame can fall on the company if you knew that this was a possibility?
Here's where I'd respond.
Are we talking about the crunch or the fact that they didn't get any severance when the Walking Dead series was picked up by another
company? A little of both, because they knew going in that they probably would not receive a severance. Well, many companies tell you that up front.
But you also don't expect your company to fold.
That's true, especially when you've got a game series as popular as The Walking
Exactly.
Dead.
Exactly. The upper echelon don't communicate effectively to the people down below doing the grunt work that,
right,
hey, you know, we're probably not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, and I want to point out, I nominated Telltale for the list. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, I know. We're all taking
Darren
turns
is in
being
the midst of CYA.
Yeah.
For those who are listening at home.
Well, because I know I'm going to get some complaints about, like, so, oh, so you think it was okay that they lost their jobs? No.
Yeah. No,
we are all
okay
taking turns being devil's advocate here. Yeah. For the
it's not
sake
okay
of
that they lost them in the way that they did.
Yeah.
People lose their jobs all the time.
And I think that's what it boils down to. We're talking about how this played out. Mm-hmm. People lose their jobs. That is a fact of life. It doesn't matter what industry you work in.
It's sad either way.
The whole crunch time thing, that's been known for forever.
Yeah.
As long as video games have really, you know, kind of kicked into high gear.
You kind of know that going in.
You don't expect your company, which, from an outside perspective, doing fantastically.
Yeah, I mean, it turns out it was doing terribly, but
yeah, I mean, you hear, okay, we got rights to this franchise and this franchise, and we're making these games and these games. You expect to be working for quite a while, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm not working
at all. Yeah.
Oh, and all of this work I did, I'm not going to get compensated for.
Yeah.
That to me is,
it's pretty bad,
pretty shitty. We're basically talking about how this whole thing played out.
Yeah.
Personally, I think as crappy as it is, we ought to take DC off the list.
The penis recall?
I mean, it's ultimately, it's stupid. If you're going to make an adult-themed comic, stick with your guns. But it's this is more of a...
This is a CYA from DC, really. Well, CYP. But because they knew that like this was going to like make the rounds, and it did. And they didn't want like the angry parents groups coming down on them, even though this is a book for adults. People out there see comics and they're like, that's for kids.
Yeah. And again, it's a regional thing. Here in the United States of America, we tend to be very puritanical when it comes to things of a sexual nature. Violence, oh yeah, we're all about blood and guts and gore, but genitalia?
That's right out.
Yeah. You go across the pond to Europe and meh, whatever. C'est la vie.
De Brion.
The heart wants what the heart wants, and the heart wants that.
The heart wants Gaspar Noé's love part two.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I don't think anybody wants that. No part of my anatomy wants that. So I think, okay, so that narrows it down to...
No, I think it pretty much comes down to Telfail here.
Telfail. Yeah, because, I mean, the Konami thing, it sucks.
But you don't have to have another save slot.
Yeah, and like you said, not a lot of people were actually playing that. And it was just on that game, right?
Yeah, just that game, as far as I've heard.
And it's not like it's one of the heavy hitter games.
Well, I mean, it's a huge franchise.
Yeah, but
they kind of ruined it, so.
Yeah. And I hate myself for saying this, but the Oscars thing, it's sad that Mr. West wasn't acknowledged. But at the same time, the Oscars are shit. The Oscars are basically just a bunch of rich white people trying to dictate what is and isn't entertainment.
Right.
Well, what is and isn't art.
Okay, yes. What is and isn't art.
Because they had to add the best. It's about the entertainment.
You're right.
Now.
It's not. It's about the quote-unquote art. And personally, art is subjective.
They had to add the best popular film category because...
They took away.
They took it away?
Oh, yeah. Because it was seen as basically pandering to Black Panther specifically, which was then seen as a...
Racist a
racial...
little bit, yeah.
Racially motivated, so they took away the popular movie category before they even did, like, they didn't even get the Oscars with it and took it away. And so we have to rethink this particular avenue to better.
What?
It's like, yeah.
Hashtag Oscar so dumb.
My thinking on it, one, it's good that they got rid of it. Having it in the first place was a dumb idea. The popular movie thing. That's what the audience choice or critics choice, people's choice awards.
People's
are
choice,
for.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what's popular, like legit, just popular, fun to watch. Watch people's choice awards.
Yeah.
Oscars are working themselves into obsolescence anyway.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
you can watch for the Oscars. Sure, it's glamorous, but.
And as far as I'm concerned, you know. Like I said, Adam West was never really one of the big Hollywood names after Batman died off, but his fans loved him.
Yeah.
We still do. Hell, they shown the 60s style bat signal on the City Hall of Los Angeles to commemorate his passing.
Mm-hmm.
In our hearts, we know he matters. Fuck the Oscars.
Fair enough. So it looks like we're left with Telltale Games and Apple.
No, I thought we discounted Apple.
Okay.
Because ultimately, you're not stuck with it. Not everybody has to have an Apple. You may think you have to have an Apple because that's the thing. You don't.
And let's be honest, if your work requires you to have an Apple, your work is going to pay for you to upgrade your Apple.
Exactly.
So,
well then, I believe the committee has spoken.
Way to go, Telltale.
Congratulations to Telltale Games. May they rest. I don't know about in peace, but may they rest. Hey. You know what? The Deep Cave will remember that. We would ship you your statuette, but we're not sure what dumpster to send it to, so...
The one that's on fire?
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, it's time now for something a little better. It's time for the Golden Justins.
Yay!
We had good stuff this year.
We had a lot of good stuff this year. Now, before we get to the Golden Justin nominees, Chad, we were talking before this episode about a couple of really good things in gaming and a few other spots,
right? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I mean, last month we talked more about Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
A beautiful game, a big game.
It's an achievement technologically.
And for
you're
some,
talking games, I'm going to get a drink.
And for some, if
it's a segment,
if
it's
you
a
want
freaking
water, it's in the bottom left. If you're looking for beer, the cheap stuff's on the top, and the cheaper stuff's behind that.
You know, this is we're discussing an award named after him, and he just leaves his station
to get a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I'm back.
But Red Dead 2, for those who enjoy the slower atmospheric. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't my thing, but so many things aren't. Yeah. Saying it's not my thing is not exactly a criticism.
The Nintendo Switch had a freaking gangbuster year.
Oh, no joke.
Outselling the GameCube lifetime sales, outselling the Wii U lifetime sales.
That wasn't hard.
No. outselling the PS4 in Japan.
Okay, yeah. That is amazing.
How
is
in
amazing.
The world is that even a thing? So congratulations to Nintendo. You guys kicked some serious ass in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Now, Darksiders 3. came out this year.
That's some good Darksiders.
That's... I like Fury.
Yeah.
In terms of personality, she's got it. Spyro Reignited Trilogy, I said, was really good last month. But
we got a new Star Fox game.
We got a new Star
Starlink,
Fox game.
Yeah.
But I want to just talk about... okay, before we get to my game of the year, I want to talk about this month, or like this two-month span that we had there toward the end of the year, where we had Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Great game.
Spider-Man.
Great game.
Red Dead 2.
Okay.
I mean... Yeah,
technologically,
and then,
yeah.
And then Spyro, I mean, there's Switch games that came out. I mean,
yeah. Starlink,
Pokemon,
like this, I mean, yeah.
This two-month period where if you had more than one game system, you could have spent easily $600 on games.
Yeah.
You know, and wouldn't have even had time to finish one before the next one was coming.
Well, and, you know, movies, we had Black Panther.
Yeah.
We had the Thanos thing. Infinity War.
Infinity War. Age of Thanos. the Fist of Fate.
Thanos, the Hands of Fate.
What's the sound of one hand snapping? Half of us don't know.
Nice.
We got some great stuff. We got Deadpool 2.
We got Deadpool 2.
We had Ready Player One. That
awesome
was
some movie.
That was fantastic. We've had some great comics too. DC and Marvel both really kind of stepping up their game in 2018. A lot of positives.
A lot of good stuff. My personal game of the year, as much as I've liked a lot of these, Spider-Man almost took it.
It's so fun.
Spider-Man almost took my game of the year, but it went to God of War.
God of War.
I know that that's not a terrible surprise to you.
God of War.
What's that, Chad? Likes God of War? Shut up.
Go back and listen to some of those early ones. The reason why, though, because I was probably going to like it anyway.
Yeah.
But
I loved it.
It opened up the game world that Kratos lived in a way that none of the other games had done before. It changed the camera. It changed the pace of battle. It took the strategy of battle and mixed it up. It added a new character that wasn't useless and wasn't constantly in danger. You know, Atreus took care of himself.
Yeah.
It added humor in a way that these games had never had humor through, you know, disembodied, you know, head tell stories. Mimir, that's his name.
Yeah.
Mimir was growing into a tree, like at some point, and he was never going to die. And so in order to help Kratos, he had to have his head removed. to get Kratos to do it, he starts basically telling Kratos' secrets to him and making fun of him to the point that Kratos eventually just says, I'm going to cut your head off now, and then does it.
Okay.
So, but God of War, and my last argument for why Game of the Year, Darren liked it and played it and enjoyed it.
I played it to completion, and that's the first time that's ever happened with me in a God of War game.
So that's what pushes it to that far edge. After that, though, Spider-Man all the way.
Yeah.
God of War, Spider-Man, then Tomb Raider. You know,
it's a good collection.
Top three games toward the end of the year.
It's a good
and
collection.
Of course, Darksiders 3, but I'm not done with it yet. So it's got room to take the top, but it's not going to take it from God of War.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
Well,
God of War. Give me some Christopher Judge. Kratos. Kratos.
Well, we do have some actual Golden Justin nominees.
All right.
So, let's start off with Microsoft, segueing out of our gaming discussion. Microsoft received the nomination for their accessibility controller, which is now available. It's a highly adaptable piece of tech that literally anyone can use to play a video game. You don't have to have fingers. You don't even have to have use of your arms. You can still play the same games everyone else can play, fully programmable, and it's only $100, and it's out now.
Yeah.
Very cool idea.
Yay!
And really, the only other solid nominee that we had this year for the Golden Justin, we had a lot of good things. We just talked about some of them. But diversity in general in the entertainment field really took a big step forward. And no, this is not us politicizing. We keep politics out of the show. But when you consider there is a deaf main character in The Dragon Prince, Batwoman is going to be a major thing. She is a major thing if you saw the latest Arrowverse crossover. And, the character Faith, who we've talked about in the past, is still around and is exceeding all expectations as a plus-size superhero. It seems that everyone is represented in some way, at least in comics or television now, or any aspect of geekdom, and that's a good thing.
I was going to say, anywhere you look, whatever your geekdom, whatever your fandom, you can find somebody who looks like you, talks like you. Is like you in some way, shape, or form on both sides.
Yes.
You can find your villains. You can find your heroes. And that's good news. Such good news. This world we're in is so big.
Yeah. Are we just giving out one Golden Justin?
Well, that's usually
I'm going to say we give out one.
We got to give out one.
We've got to come to a decision on this.
Damn it.
I know, but think about it. You give out one, because one is all we can afford.
One's all we can afford, but keep in mind that of all the good things that happened this year, to have so few nominees for this prestigious award means that these are all awesome.
Well, and they're not just things. It's not God of War you know, was a great game, or it's not that Spider-Man exceeded expectations.
Yeah. Those
are nice things.
The expectation,
these are good things.
The expectation of the Golden Justin winner is something that advances the cause of geekdom and makes the world kind of a better place.
See, and that's the thing. In my opinion, both of these are basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Because, you've got diversity in comic books and the like. But on the gaming side, you now have people who couldn't play games who can. They seem to run parallel with each other. In fact, I'd say they are the same thing. Mm-hmm. Diversity and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have a way to enjoy as well as seeing someone like you.
I would argue for the Microsoft controller, not just because I'm the gaming guy, but with the other forms of diversity that have been included in other forms of media, that was already a trend that had started. Microsoft invested money in something they did not have to invest in.
This is true.
Many times gaming is just kind of like walled off, and usually it's left up to engineers to kind of like come up with a solution. Mm-hmm. Microsoft took the initiative, went out there and said, how can we get our product or these experiences, I guess is a better way to say it, in the hands of as many people, or for lack of a better term, as possible. And that says something to their culture that since Phil Spencer took over, they've really turned around and been more focused on not just their customers, but how do we improve things?
I'm inclined to agree on the point that when it came to comic books, you could find the people who looked like you, just not necessarily in the mainstream.
You'd have to work harder to do it.
You had to go to the other shelves.
Yeah, well, go to like our friends at 01 Publishing or some of the lesser known. Yeah,
but they were there.
Yes,
you know, and you can go online and find lots and lots of creators that are doing this because it had been so much of a dearth of that kind of content. So it was developing and it was there on the outskirts. Really what we're celebrating here is that it's hit the mainstream.
Yeah.
It's hit the movie theaters in a way that is big and in your face and is making people who look like us kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To realize we might not be the center of the world anymore. Well, to a point.
And the good thing about that is that it's becoming more of an expected thing as opposed to like Absolutely. A newsworthy thing.
Well, and that expected thing that also those viewpoints are not being, how best to put it? It's not that they're not being marginalized or pushed aside or otherwise, it's they're being celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, Patty Jenkins' vision of Wonder Woman wasn't just tolerated.
Yeah.
It was celebrated.
Well, it was freaking awesome. So, yeah.
Rightfully so. But you think if that movie had been made 20 years ago.
Yeah, not so much.
You know, it wouldn't have been celebrated in near the same way. Even though it would have made just as much money, it would have been considered a fluke.
Yeah.
They would have then taken all that money and given part two to a male director. You know,
and Batman would be in the film.
So that it would be a bigger movie.
Yeah.
You know, or whatnot.
Right.
That's not what's happening here. But for a company to say, you know, we make great games. They're mostly fibbing themselves, but
we make games.
But they believe they make great games.
I like Halo.
They do make a great game console.
There you go.
And to say, we want as many people as possible to be able to buy and use our console to its full capabilities. How do we do that?
Yeah.
That is the trend leap forward that we want to keep seeing in games. I'm a little pissed that Sony hasn't jumped onto it.
I'm kind of frustrated that Nintendo has, like, they've kind of, like, tiptoed to the edge of the waters with the Wii.
Uh-huh.
And then they just kind of backed off a little bit, like, traditional. Back to traditional stuff. I mean, weird, wacky motion controls, but traditional.
Yeah. So I'm going to vote for, my vote lies with the accessible gaming as well.
And I think ultimately I agree with you because, like you said, the inclusion of diversity has been a trend that's been slowly catching up to itself. This is a huge step forward, a very progressive step forward that, to my knowledge, no one has really...
You know, like Darren said, when the Wii showed that having gross motion as a control scheme worked and meant that people in nursing homes were playing video games for the first time ever, some of them, and took that and said, and Microsoft looked at it and said, well, hell, we can do that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I agree. Microsoft should.
All right.
Award them, Darren.
The 2018 Golden Justin goes to Microsoft.
Yeah, we're surprised too.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys. Phil Spencer, keep up the good work.
Woo!
We'll send you the trophy as soon as you lift that restraining order. So,
God.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you send fan mail. All right. Now, before we wrap up, we would be remiss if we didn't do one more thing. And that is by introducing an award category so rare that there's no guarantee it's going to pop up every year. It'll be a case-by-case basis. It's time for the Platinum Chad Lifetime Appreciation Award.
That's a lot of platinum.
That's why it's rare.
And the Platinum Chad this year goes to Stan Lee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stan Lee is known for many as one of the fathers of comics. I almost said video games, and that would have been an entirely different discussion.
I was so going to make fun of you for it, too.
Yeah, I stopped myself.
Yeah.
But Stan Lee...
making fun of Darren today.
Helped in the creation of the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Incredible Hulk. Hell, 80% of Marvel Comics lineup.
Yeah.
His passing toward the end of 2018 was sad, but wow, what a legacy.
When he was in the military in the 40s, the rumor goes that he never missed a deadline.
Huh. There you go. Stan once talked about starting at Timely Comics, which would later become Marvel, and the people that hired him were fired shortly thereafter. And he was told, here, you run it until we find someone else to actually run it. And there he stayed. There he stayed until he parted ways with the company in the early 2000s. What can we say about Stan that hasn't already been said by people far more intelligent and good-looking than us?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, just...
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's rare when the world kind of comes together,
yeah,
and agrees that, yeah, this guy was pretty good, and we're all kind of sad now.
He was a showman. He lived to entertain. There's a video going around that was taken shortly before he passed, where he's conversing with someone about something else and stops and starts talking about how the fans just keep him going sometimes. And it was just like such a genuine moment and a good opportunity for everyone to see how much he appreciated the adoration, the respect of his fans. He did film a few last cameos. He will still be around for a couple more films. I know he's going to be in Avengers, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Because we would all be sad if his last cameo was Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Even me, and I loved the movie.
And from what I hear, it was really funny.
But come on.
Yeah.
Well, and that's an example of the kind of really ambassador for comics that Stan was. He was willing to work with DC. He's willing to work with whoever, you know. Just if it was something to make the fans laugh or to just entertain, Stanley knew what was up.
Mm. Yeah, and we're certainly not discounting others who have passed away this year.
Sure.
But there's no denying that Stanley's contribution, not just to comics, but to the world because of the comics, is immeasurable.
He helped a group of, a generation of people who felt different, feel like they belong.
Yep.
And that's pretty darn cool.
That is.
So congratulations to Stan Lee, the first ever winner of the Platinum Chad Lifetime Achievement Award.
Nice.
I thought you'd like that. Chad had no idea we were doing that.
I'm so honored. It's not even for me.
Chad, you want to close this out?
For Kent, Darren, Justin, and myself, the four geeks you like to listen to at least once a month, we are the Geek Cave Podcast. Everyone's a geek for something. Thanks for listening.
And catch us next month, episode 100!
100!
Yeah!